Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Ernie Stelzner
in March 2013.
Where the theme was roadblock.
The sky was Bible black that Tuesday night in March. I can remember it as if it was only 25 years ago. I arrived home just after 8. It was too late to put the kids to bed. I'd stopped off for the obligatory one or two pints after work. I was not in the good books. I'd arranged that evening to go to my local team's committee meeting at 7:30, so I hadn't a lot of time left. The wife, she was sat in the front room, glued to the TV. I stood there, still in my working clothes, designer suit, brogue shoes, polished, white shirt, kipper tie, silk. Darling, I said, any chance of a lift to the club? Her head turned, her eyes piercing. The exorcist, I thought. It's like a flash of Zorro's sword, she cut me to the quick. Her final sentence ended in a two-syllable word. The second one was off. Now, I had to get to the club. Time was running out. I only had three options left. One was a 15-minute walk. Two was a £5 taxi ride. Three, drive. There was no competition. So as I left, we exchanged niceties. I reminded the wife the only reason she was upset was the fact that Dorothy's house had fallen on her sister and I was about to run over her broomstick. So I jumped into my company car, red, five wheels, one for steering. Now, it took me 7 minutes to get to the club, parked up, sitting there ready for the meeting. Now, the meeting only lasted 3 or 4 pints. Then it was time to go. As I was going to leave, would you like one for the road? No, I said, I had to get home. Little did he know, I was in the doghouse. So I jumped into the car, slipped in my CD, and headed for home. I was listening to some 80s music. It was 1988. 6 minutes into my drive, happy as Larry. I have to make a right-hand turn on a blind bend. And as I go round a blind bend, to my horror, 200 yards in front of me, three police cars parked. Blue lights flashing. The only thing that was missing was the disco music. I panicked. I slammed on the brakes. The car stopped instantly. The brakes on that car were so good, I used to have windscreen wipers on the inside. I sat there motionlessly. It seemed like a lifetime. What was I to do? Should I get out and run? Reverse and drive off? Will they see me? Why didn't I take that 15-minute walk? Why didn't I pay that £5 taxi fare? There was only one option left open to me. I was going to have to brass it out. So I started to drive forward, and as I did so, the front two police cars drove off. And I thought, my God, if I only had stayed for that extra beer, I would have missed all this. But there at the last police car stood an officer of the law, pristine blue uniform, beckoned me to stop. I stopped. He casually walked over, wry smile on his face, on the windscreen. So I wound down the window. Good evening, sir. Good evening, officer. Why did you stop at the top of the road? Well, as I come round the corner, I could see all the flashing lights. I thought there was an accident. So I was pulled over and I didn't want to get involved. Have you been drinking? Trick question. Yes. Would you like to step outside the car? No, I thought. But as I did so, I could see my house literally 400 yards away. I stood there in front of him, dejected, ashamed, embarrassed. And then all of a sudden, a muffled voice came from the right of his shoulder. He turned, spoke to his lapel, turned back to me and said, "You're a lucky fella. I've just been called away to an emergency. Now lock your car up and walk home." He stood there waiting while I locked the car, and as I walked off, he jumped back into his police car, drove off, blue lights flashing, siren blaring. And as I carried on walking, I can still remember to this day the feeling of overwhelming relief.
For more stories, head to sparklondon.com. Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates, with audio by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.